Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Well, good afternoon to you folks. This is Gary Wimmer from Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro put that song on there. It's my old Ragged Voice. That's a part of a demo I made about 10 or 15 years ago. So we're really glad to have you folks with us this afternoon. I'm calling from Austin, Texas, where we finally got some rain. So whoever did the rain dance this weekend, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to those of y'all had too much rain, like Colorado, God bless you. Keep your courage up. Stay healthy, stay happy, do the best you can, and let's all send them some good energy. In fact, let's all send some good energy to the whole planet. We need it. We certainly do. I'm fortunate enough to be on Psychics Gone Wild again with my dear friend, Miss Bonnie Albers, who's a love coach, a nurse, and as Bonnie says all the time, she's one who's in love with love. So before we go further, I want to let Bonnie introduce herself to you. Bonnie, you there, girl?
I am here, Gary, and I thank you so much. And I agree with you, sending out all the energy to the whole world. And I want to wish all of our callers a happy Monday. And I am all about love. My name is Bonnie Albers, and I'm at BonnieAlbers.com. And get in touch with me. I can, you know, whatever issue you have on love, relationships, and I do a lot more. I'm also a life coach and a specialist in sexual issues. Give me a call, and I will try to help you. And I am so grateful and glad to be on the show, Gary, with you, because you know I adore you.
Hey, baby, it's mutual. It's mutual. So, yeah, we're glad to have you call us. For those of y'all that are listening and haven't dialed in yet, 773-897-6461. That's 773-897-6461. And be sure to press 1 so we know that you're in the host room and would like to get a reading. We may alternate. We may shift you right over to Bonnie. Let me explain to you real quick what I do. It's called lithomancy. It's the psychic art of reading stones. I learned this in 1980. Used it for, 33 years now, I suppose. It's a method of interpreting patterns in stones. I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and then 6 stones on the personal stones, life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and responsibility, and place. Responsibility, commitment, those are one stone. When I do it in person, I show people approximately how to drop the stones. They drop them into a circle of leather that's basically about 3 feet long. It makes a circle about 14, 15 inches. And I read from the center of the circle up toward the top, which is the start of the first week, and then around for 12 weeks, each hour representing a week. I've written a book on this called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And I also wrote a book about a near-death experience I had in 1977 before people talked about it much. It's called A Second in Eternity, and you can find both of those by either Googling A Second in Eternity or Lithomancy, Lithomancy. You'll find all about my website and about the books. So happy to have you folks with us tonight, and we're going to get right down to it. We've got several folks looking to talk, make comments, bring us more rain, or have a reading. We're going to start with 724. 724, can you hear me?
I can.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Hi, my name's Missy.
Missy, how are you, girl?
Good. Hi. How are you?
You've called in before, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a love question for Bonnie? Would you like a general reading? What's up your sleeve today, my dear?
I do have a love question.
Love that, Missy.
Yes. I want to know what to expect in the future for Casey and I, and just to get clarity on, you know, what to expect. And
Well, you know, you have to give me, you know, I see the two of you.
Okay.
I'm not sure how, I feel like you're very in love. It feels to me like you're sexually, emotionally, and intellectually committed to this guy. I feel like even in the way you talk, you're very, you want this to work. Am I correct?
Yes, but I'm not certain how he feels. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How long the relationship, you know, I could see both of you, but I need to know a little bit more about, how long has this relationship been taking place? How long have you been going together or dating?
Okay, well, we are not dating at the current time. This is
okay.
Somebody that I dated in the past. So.
Okay. But are you talking to him?
No. No. I mean, I know that's a weird... It's such a... I've known him for a long time and haven't talked to him for a little bit of time. So, for a while.
Okay.
So, just wondering where... This is something that...
Is he? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I feel the two of you. So that tells me that you either you're involved, had a relationship. There is some
right.
type of connection with the two of you.
Right.
Is he? But you haven't seen him, which means that it didn't work the first time, correct?
Right. And it was yes. Whenever
okay.
we were yes. It's so much to the. Right.
And you know what I'm kind of feeling, because I see him in the background, I see you stepping forward. You know, I always believe, you know, people when I have clients like this also, when you are getting involved or you're lonely or you don't have anybody or you date some people and you just don't get it, we always think of the ones that we thought we had it with. And I feel like I want to tell you, and they're telling me here, that it's never the same. So when you
okay.
go to look for somebody in your past, I don't necessarily, it doesn't mean it doesn't work, but it won't be the same. So you can't
okay.
walk into that relationship doing, saying, and being what you were, because that will not work. But if you're
okay.
looking to meet him again as a different, you know, relationship, meaning that you're not going to take the old into the new, then
mm-hmm.
you can try getting a hold of him. Is he connected to somebody now, or has he just recently been separated or not dating? Because I feel like he's not attached, but I do see him standing behind you, which means, you know, I don't want you to think, and this is what I'm feeling from you, that you have that same relationship, wanting that same the connection, but it didn't work. So there's a reason it didn't work. And if you're going to like this gentleman, and he seems like a nice man to me, you've got
mm-hmm.
to walk in it with new shoes, if you know what I mean. And I'm all about love and not regret. So if I were you, and this is my advice to you,
okay.
I would actually try to get a hold of him. I don't believe in waiting around. I don't believe in dragging your shoes. You need an answer. Is he interested? Isn't he interested? If this is something that he's interested in, then both of you could probably start moving to maybe getting to know each other again and putting it on a different level, because it will not work the same energy. It's not going to work. So you got to bring some different energy into the picture, but I also don't believe in regret. So if I were you, I would just try it. You've got nothing to lose, girl.
Well, I have a question. Do you see...
Sure.
Do you see, and here's the thing, this was my first love. This is my high school sweetheart. This is somebody that I've always kept in touch with, but I was married for a good while. And what am I trying to say? Do you see anything, like, do you see that he just looks at me as a friend, or do you see anything more than that, or what?
I don't think that this. I have a client. I just have a client with the same issue. So, and I do see her once a week. But let me just tell you this. You have to start as friends. You don't know each other anymore. The love that you had before is not available to you now. You've had too much in your past, and he's had some relationships, whether he's been married or not. And you can't come at the relationship with the same energy, and that's what I was trying to tell you. Absolutely,
right.
He's going to look at you as a friend because it didn't work the last time. But I love when relationships start as friends and build. And if it's going to be anything, and you have a chance, if you listen
that's
to
what I mean. I don't know if we have no foundation. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? You know, some people you just don't look at like that anymore.
Yes, and honey, I this is what's going on with a client of mine. The only thing is I told her to take that chance, and they're building that relationship. Will it work? I don't know, because only the future will tell you. I see some of the future. I see you should get a hold of him, but I also see that there's some trust issues, and I don't think he's going to get over them very quickly. But if you really like him, you need to build a new foundation, and I'm about no regret. So if I were you, I would try it.
A new foundation.
Yes.
And Misty, this is Gary. We're going to have to kind of end here. We've got a lot of callers.
Sure.
Don't be afraid to take a risk. You're kind of putting the cart before the horse. You're saying, where's the gold mine? And you haven't even picked up a shovel or walked toward the gold. You know?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to waste my time because
You have to take a chance. You have to take a chance and communicate. And once you do that, then you know what you're playing with. Until that point, it's all just in your own mind. So take some action.
Right.
Don't be afraid of it. Be brave. You want to talk to the guy? Talk to him. You know, if it works, move on.
Right.
We have to move on, Mitzi. We've got a lot of callers in today. I hope Bonnie helped you, but don't be afraid of taking a risk.
Thank you so much.
Love
you're
is
welcome.
A risk. Put yourself out there, girl. Don't be afraid.
Right.
So love is love, babe, whichever way you get it. So whether it's friendship, whether it's more, love is love, and you got to try.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Missy. God bless you, girl.
God bless you.
God bless. Good luck.
We have a caller here. Let me see if we got this 111-111-111. I'm not sure if it's a Skype number or what. Can you hear me, 111-111?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Sandra.
Sandra, how are you, girl?
I'm doing good. I hope both of you are doing good as well.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you.
So I have a question about love. I've been working on myself, and it's been about 3 years, so I really feel like I'm ready to have a relationship, although I'm not perfect like anyone else. And
oh,
I just
I
wanted to
see. Energy.
What?
I love your energy, sweetie.
Thank you. I do have concerns. I'm manifesting, and I feel like it's going really well. And I know I want to have a wonderful, beautiful, you know, like just friendship and all that, you know, specialness in a relationship. But sometimes I don't love myself entirely, so I'm almost concerned, like, is that going to affect what I'm trying to manifest? Because I really want to have, like, a beautiful partnership with someone.
You know, I think both of us, Gary, can help her. I'm going to give her a really quick love answer, and maybe you can throw the stones for her. But you know, honey, your energy is so wonderful. I am just so happy that you are honest with yourself, and I am sure you're going to be honest with the man you meet or whoever, you know, I don't want to assume that, but whoever
you meet,
you are going to be very, very happy because you're going to be open and honest, which is the first step in being happy and fulfilled. And the only thing I can tell you is, we're all not always happy with ourselves. There's always issues that we have. But if we take a look at the bigger picture and we bring positive and loving energy into a relationship and we aren't fooling ourselves, sometimes we aren't that great. Sometimes what we're going to give them is short of maybe what they need. But 100% of putting yourself into trying is what makes the relationship. So I would say this, and I'm hearing something. I'm hearing that maybe you are absolutely ready, and I think that your trepidation is that you don't think you are, and so you keep wanting to work on yourself, but you're done working on yourself as far as looking for a partner. We always work on ourselves. It's going to take us lifetimes before we don't. But I'm hearing that maybe you're not looking in the right place. Where are you looking to find love?
I'm not looking at all.
Okay, well,
I never look for love. It just kind of finds me, and that's how I've always done it. And, you know, I wind up meeting people all over the place, grocery stores, through friends, you know, and that's fine. You know, I don't really I've tried the internet dating, and I kind of found it to be a little shallow, you know.
I would like to address that, because I'm hearing that's what you can meet them anywhere. If it's your soulmate, you're going to meet them sitting at a gas station pumping gas. But
right.
What I hear is that you're not looking in the right places, and if you're looking in those places, then the internet is not where you're looking. So what I really want to tell you is all different sites have all different, you know, all different people and all different things to look for. I love internet dating, and I'm going to tell you why. You always have a date if you want one. And, yes, they aren't always honest, but neither, you know, but you can start weeding them out, and you need to really work on your profile, because you can weed out a lot of people by being honest on yours. Please don't give that up. I really think that that's probably where you're going to meet that gentleman.
Okay. I won't. I promise you.
Thank you. Gary, did you want to throw the stones and see if... How fast?
Well, I was just kind of looking at some stones and drawing some cards, and the main thing I felt is, and this is to any situation in life, two quick comments. First of all, you have to love yourself first. It's not selfish.
Yeah,
sure.
It's tuning into the infinite love of the universe, and once you tune into it yourself, then you can have it to give to other people. And number two, there's no perfect relationship. Everything's a compromise. And every time we go in a relationship, we learn different things from different people. Or if you stay together a long time, you learn the art of compromise masterfully. So love is a compromise. There's no perfect fit. But there's better compromises and worse ones. I hope that helps you, girl.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You
love yourself,
girl.
Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Have a good day, Sandra. Sanda, I think I've got that correctly. Now we have another caller here, 720. Let's see if we can get you online here, 720. Oh, where did we go? There's 720. Can you hear me, 720?
Yes, I can. Hi, Gary. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ibitar calling from Colorado.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Ibitar,
okay. Would you like a general reading over the next couple months, or would you like to talk to some Bonnie about some love issues, or both, or what?
Well, both, but I have a question. Is that okay?
Oh. Okay,
yeah,
ask your question.
I'm getting ready to move, and today I was guided to this. It's a company that deals with foreclosures, and I talked to a guy this morning named Greg, and I was wondering, is this how I'm going to find the house that I'm supposed to move in? These are foreclosure homes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Avatar, I'm charging these 16 stones, and I'll tell you what, if you just say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what, in general, I'll see for the next couple months, which will probably include some information about this. Okay?
Drop.
You're ready, girl. Well, actually, yeah, there have been a lot of changes with things in your life and place and so forth and commitments. But you've got the sun right in the center, and you've got luck coming in the first week or so. So the main thing I'm feeling for you, in spite of all these changes, is there's Pluto, Neptune, Uranus. Those are all very intuitive and psychic stones, and there's Mars next to them. So they're saying start really using your creative energy to see things happen. When you worry about things, you sort of push luck away. So see things happening. Now, you in a position you feel like you're going to lose your home? Is that what it is?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Okay,
I said these homes that are for sale, they're foreclosure homes.
Oh, okay. And your question was about buying one of them?
Yeah, is this where I'm supposed to find it? You know, because I've been asking to be led to, you know,
You're going to find out just in the next couple of days and week. What I see for you is you're starting to use a lot of your intuitive and psychic energy. You can certainly look online. You can check all the information. But start imagining yourself of getting this big sweeping luck in your life, because that is what's coming into play. And intuitively, spiritually, you are learning to lean on that a little bit more and use it. And it's not a bad power to use. Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I can feel that. So you imagine this happening the way you want it to happen. And I always say this, if there's six things in the universe, who, what, where, why, when, and how, I always jokingly kind of say, well, we get to choose two or three out of six, but not all of them. The universe is going to choose one or two, you know. But, hell, two, three, four out of six ain't bad. So in the next couple days and week, you really concentrate on not only just one place, but a couple different places so you have options. And you're going to find by the third and fourth week, you're going to actually be moving in that direction. And by the sixth week, you're either in a place or looking for or getting making terms on the place, something like that. And from the seventh and eighth week on, you're going to recognize a lot because of how you're applying your intuitive and psychic and spiritual energy in the first couple days and week, which you which you confirm that you're doing. You're going to recognize how much that not only changes the tide for you, and every time you feel something that's not working the way you want, you let go of that fear and you create another branch on your tree of it working that way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As you do that, by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here with all these stones lining up, it's really making your life move the way you want. You first couple days and week, you create this lucky cycle, you stick with it, you put your fears aside. Third and fourth week, you feel a lot of fresh prosperity. Sixth week, it feels like you're either nailing a place or deciding on the place. Seventh week on, you're making plans about both love, family, and probably paperwork and so forth on this place. And you're going to end up this three-month period very aware of how the energy you're putting in now, the creative, spiritual, fearless energy, how it works on a new level, new time, new place. You're older, you're wiser, you're putting in what you've learned in life. And that all culminates to this, almost like you're creating a lucky cycle again here in the first couple weeks or so. And that's really what I see for you. And I hope that gives you some inspiration about the place and the process you're going through.
Thank you so much, Gary. Once I get moved and situated, I'm going to call you and set up a full session with you.
Okay, I can sure go into more detail in 30 minutes, as can Bonnie or any psychic, than we can in 3 or 4 or 5. But you can listen back on the archives, and even though I talk kind of fast, you'll kind of understand this process. Your psychic, spiritual, creative energy is right at the core of the next thing happening in your life. Don't be afraid of milking that cow while it's happening. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, not the best imagery, but you get the point. Go ahead,
well,
Bonnie.
You know, that was a great imagery, Gary. One thing about that, we all know what you meant. So it's a wonderful imagery, and we appreciate it. Hi, Avatar. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. Do you
okay,
see,
honey.
I haven't been looking for love either. But
oh, yeah,
I'm open to that. I'm open to it, though.
You know, I have to tell you, and I love all of the callers we have and your energy. I love that the psychic realm is going to be available to you, and I think you already use your intuition. But I do feel that even though you're open to it, I think that you are doubtful about it. And that's what I am feeling, and my guides are telling me, that you might be open to it, but you're very weary. You're not weary, but leery. You look at it with a skeptic's eye. You're ready, but you're not ready. You're not ready to accept a lot of things. So
okay.
I think for you, and I am so excited that you're going to be looking for a home and getting in a home. And I think that needs your nesting ability to provide what you want and what you feel is really important to you is what you should be doing first. I do see love for you. But you have to, that leeriness has got to go, you've got to break a little bit of crack through that leeriness. And I know you know what I mean. I know there's some really not great people out there. And I know that people use other people. And I know that you're really leery about that. But I have to tell you, and you know, you can hear me or Gary or any of us talk, if you don't take the chance, you never know. And I believe there's never any mistakes. There's just lessons learned. So everybody mm-hmm. that comes into your life is going to teach you a lesson. So freaking open the door and just take that leeriness and crack it a little bit after you find your home, you get in it, and you're going to find some really good men.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm going to do because that is a priority for me. Above everything,
And I just want you to know, when you think that you don't have anybody, take a look at what vibes you're putting out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
Amen.
You just have that chance.
Okay.
Hope that helps you, girl.
It sure did, Gary. Thanks a lot.
God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to say to all our callers, because we want to get these on the archives, we're limiting the show to an hour today. We do have a lot of folks online. Try to get to all of you. We're going to go a little quicker here. If you have a specific question, let me know or Bonnie know. And next online, we have 661. 661, are you there? Can you hear us? 661, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi. Oh, hi. It's Suzanne.
Suzanne, how are you doing, girl?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, good, good. How are you? Hi. I'm wondering if you could give me a reading on relationships, romantic love, what you see.
Do you want a stone reading, or do you want to ask Bonnie a specific question, or both?
I'm looking for intuition, buoyancy, whatever you see.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm charging some stones up. Yeah, I'll look specifically at the love stone because it always comes out with women. Y'all are very complex. You are. I grew up with six brothers, and it never ceases to amaze me how complex y'all are. Suzanne, whenever you feel like saying drop, you just say drop, and I'll tell you in general, plus a lot about what you feel about love.
Okay.
So drop. All you have to there you go, girl. Well, you got the magic stone right in the center. You've done a lot of healing and processing. You should give yourself credit for that and realize how it's about to open your life up. In other words, don't wait anymore. You've got Venus right at the top, so it shows a lot of things about relationships and about love and about balance. But what I feel is very important for you to know is that you have accomplished a lot, and you look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know, I have let go of a lot of fears. There have been a lot of crises that you've survived pretty well. And in the next week and a half or two, I feel like your whole attitude about love, about men, about commitment, and about your own worth, value, confidence, that sort of thing, is taking a good shift to the empowered side, which is very a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say, you know, because by the third week, you're going to be surprised how much luck you brought in your life because you're letting go of the final little shreds of the past and you're having this new sense of commitment about things within yourself. And when you have it within yourself, you allow it to be able to other people to fill into your world in the way that you're envisioning it, the person you're becoming. So this commitment you have to yourself as far as a new fear, feeling of strength, of determination, of beauty, of harmony, of attractiveness is not only going to work for you in the next couple of weeks as far as really getting you used to this very positive side of yourself again. It's going to bring you luck. It's bringing you in by the fourth and fifth and sixth week all sorts of attention, communication, fresh things about love, fresh plans about it. Fresh ideas about it, even if you're not necessarily actively looking today, it feels like your whole vibration is getting better. And by the end of this three-month period, you've got Jupiter and the Moonstone, as well as Pluto and Uranus. So this is showing not only have you gone through a lot of change and a lot of inspiration, but you've got a feeling going on in your life now that, wow, I can handle a relationship. I know what I am. I know where I want to go. I know the terms I want and so forth. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, it sounds positive.
Well, it is positive. You've got the magic stone right in the center. Take it for what it's worth. If you feel positive energy, click onto it. If you don't feel positive energy, click onto it anyway.
Okay.
You with me, girl? Go ahead, Bonnie.
Hi, honey. I know you have a question. I can feel it. So So just ask it to me. I have a feeling that if you are you've been hurt in the past. I can feel that. Ask me the question you need to ask me because I can feel that you have a question.
Yeah. You're picking up on something. What are you picking up on?
You know, I have a feeling, well, like I said, I've seen you've had some really hurts in the past, and I do want to tell you, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about this, but not everything is always perfect. Even in perfect relationships, it's not perfect. So I know you've been hurt, and anybody, you could say, oh, when anybody calls, they've been hurt, but I can really feel you've been hurt deeply, and I know you're coming back from that, and I don't know how long it's been, but I do pick up that there is somebody you like or looking at. And that's what the question I want you to ask me, because I feel like you're leery of even trying, but I think there's a question, and I keep hearing question, 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 and I can't ask it for you. So if you want to ask me the question, you can.
When am I going to see him again?
I knew it. I will tell you that, is there no communication between the two of you, correct?
No. No, I've only met him once.
Okay, and neither one of you have, because what I'm seeing is that you want him to call you or to ask you out, or am I correct, or you want to see him again, but you've made no attempt to try to get a hold of him, correct?
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. You're really leery, and that tells me something. You want to see him again, but something's holding you back. So either he's maybe attached, or he's got somebody else, or you don't know this. And I'm feeling that you're anxious to see him again, but you have no idea what he's doing. Is that correct?
I really don't know. I don't know. He's single. I just don't know.
Okay. Have you tried to get a hold of him?
No, it's not appropriate. He has to make for it to show interest first.
Okay. Have you given him any clues that you're interested?
I've only met him once, so I haven't had a chance, no.
Okay, so when you meet somebody, how about if he's thinking the same thing you are? Hey, I wonder if she's interested, but I'll just wait and see.
I know, but in this situation, he has to make the move. It's the way things have to be. We have no friends, and there's no way I can step over that line. So.
Okay. I feel like this is what I feel like. I feel that he, even though he's single, I think there's something he's not telling you. And I think that the line that you probably would not step over is either maybe he's at work, or maybe you met him through somebody. But I don't feel that he is going to understand that you want him to step over that line. So and I know that you might think that that's not right, but I do feel that. So if you're going to want this man to have some type of relationship with you, because I see him standing there, you are either going to have to give him some signals, whether it's appropriate or not, that you do would like to hear from him. If you don't, it's going to be a while. So that's what I am feeling. I do know that he is not telling you everything. So that's maybe something you should think about.
Well, he doesn't need to. I've only met him. He didn't tell me anything. So it's not like I know his person.
Okay. So, well, then what I'm going to tell you is I would just keep your feelers out. I know that you want him to get a hold of you. I think that he is not going to do that unless you put out a little bit more effort. And if you don't feel it's appropriate, and I understand, then what I'm saying is you got two ships in the night that might miss each other. And I would hate that. So, you know, you hear me talk about, you know, there's a will, there's a way, and maybe it won't work, and maybe it will. But whatever it is, there
no,
should
not
be
even, not even No. The issue is that we just have to meet again through friends. I don't expect to do anything. I expect something may happen when we meet again. get, but it has to be through friends, not through him forcing it.
Then why don't you talk to your friends and see if they can get, you know, you all together?
Well, no, I can't do that. It's inappropriate with them either. They don't think it's suitable, so I just have to wait.
Okay. Then, you know what, if you're going to ask my opinion, and believe me, I see this whole thing, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be a while if you're going to wait. And I would keep your feelers open for somebody else. But if you like this gentleman, then you can wait. But unless there is a signal from somebody to somebody, a signal from you to him, it's not going to happen very soon.
That's the same way I feel. Got to take a risk, take a gamble, or you settle for the default. And that's true in life and everything.
We're going to have to move on.
We've got a lot of callers in here. We're going to try and get to all of them if we can. Hope that helped you. You can listen back on the archives too, sweetheart. Stay empowered. Have confidence. And as Bonnie knows, the lady I'm with right now, a very sweet lady. She came up to me 5 years and introduced herself to me 5 years ago, and I fell in love at that time. Been in love ever since. So, to you ladies, don't be afraid of just putting yourself out there. If a guy can't understand it, it's his problem. We're going to move to 832. Bonnie agrees with me on that.
I do, because I love your more.
832. Who are we speaking with? Yeah. What's your name, girl?
Melissa.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a question. If you guys have any insight into what's going to happen with my job.
Gary, would you like to throw stones on that one?
Yeah, I'll drop some stones on that, and we'll put a little emphasis on your job. You're working there now, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And you're worried about a cutback or something like that, correct?
Oh, well, it's kind of stressful. I'm actually looking for a change.
Okay, well, that's even better to hear.
Okay.
My gut instinct said if a shoe's not fitting, you know, you don't have to wear it forever. Don't be afraid of change. But as I've been saying, Melissa, I've been charging these stones up, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing, okay?
Drop.
You're ready to go, girl. Well, exactly as I expected. This is interesting. You have Saturn right in the center, next to Uranus and next to Jupiter and next to the magic stone, all closer, and the sun stone, all in the first couple of weeks. So you, first of all, you're more talented than they're able to use you. Don't be afraid of looking other directions. I feel like everything that's happening to you, you're right now feeling sort of the vice, and what I feel the next week and a half or two is the vice opening up. I feel like you exploring a whole bunch of new possibilities, not only with what things you'd want to do in the future, maybe other jobs and so forth, but even how to accentuate where you're at now, to do the best thing you can to make sure that you do the best job you can until you're ready to move on, because it's a win-win.
Right.
You're using the moment to make the best out of the case moment to moment, and you're looking wiser, because I feel like you're way beyond, you've got more talent than you're able to use, and that's frustrating to you. Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So you're going through a change right now that's inspiring you, somewhat directly and somewhat indirectly, to think bigger. And that's why you feel this sort of, not only from the job itself, but internally you feel this about to explode. You know, I want to grow and evolve and do big things. So the stones I'm seeing here, the magic stone, Sun, Neptune, Uranus, the commitment stone, Jupiter, all the first couple weeks, and again, I have to go kind of fast, don't have the time for a lot of detail, but they're all pointing toward a lot of expansion and a lot of creativity and a lot of you looking forward to what you want to do. Look beyond where you're at, but still do a good job there. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week, you've got a feeling of balance, not only with where you're at, but it's almost like if the job disappears, fine, I'm ready to move on. And you're maybe not in that spot right today, but it feels like you're getting in that spot. So that helps you not only where you're at, it helps you conquer your fear about what may be around the corner, and it inspires you to think bigger. So it's a win-win-win. You see what I'm saying?
Wonderful.
As you look at that way, you're going to be surprised how things are going to turn out toward the end of this three-month period. So take this as a blessing in disguise that you feel in the vice, and push your elbows wide, spread the walls wide. Do you understand what I'm saying, dear?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
You too, girl. Do you want to ask a question about love to Bonnie?
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Sure, I'll ask you about love. I just celebrated 16 years of marriage with my husband. Do you see us, together till we're 80?
Oh, congratulations, and I feel the love. And you know what's so funny is I had a caller, I think, on Saturday, married the same amount of time, and I could tell them that, no, it wasn't probably going to, you know, not go too much further. But yours, I mean, you could tell, I could feel the beam in your voice. And, yeah, I think you have the potential, and so does your husband, foreseeing any other, you know, issues, health or whatever, you'll be married to 100. So I do believe this is a relationship that you love and adore. I think your husband loves and adores you. I think you try really hard to keep the romance alive. And I can't tell you how at about 14 to 16 years of marriage, it's a very big window that opens up. And some people feel that they've been stuck, that they're stagnant, that they don't really, that romance is, you know, oh, well, we have, you know, these many this and that many that, and we just don't have time for each other. And it's about at the 14 to 16-year mark, but I do not feel or hear that in your voice. And I'm so happy because love is love is love is love, and if you stay this way, honey, you'll be teaching other people at 80 what you did.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, you too.
You too, Melissa.
Yep.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Now, we're probably not going to be able to get to everybody. I wish we could today. We've got a lot of callers. You can always go to psychicsgonewild.com, check on Gary Wimmer, on Bonnie Albers, and we can do a longer reading and actually probably get a lot more accomplished there. We do have several callers, so I'm going to try and go to the people who've been on the line the longest. And here we have 843. 843, are you there?
Oh, hey, Amy.
Oh,
it's Amy. I didn't raise my hand, but hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I was just listening.
Oh,
happy
Amy,
birthday.
Okay. You're right. You didn't have
happy
a question
birthday.
Mark next to you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, but now that you have me, now you're on the hook. I'll take a reading. It's my birthday, so I'll take a birthday reading.
Happy birthday, Amy, to one of my favorite mermaid girls in the whole world. Gary, you go for this, because she is one of the sweetest and most loving and wonderful girl I know, too.
Oh,
well, God bless you, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you.
And I'll give you a quick 3-month reading for a birthday present. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay, you know how this works. And again, I realize that you didn't have a question mark next to you, but maybe it was because it was your birthday, I was supposed to connect.
Mm-hmm.
As I've been saying that, I've been charging these stones with your happy birthday wishes in there, and all you have to do is say drop, Amy, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months.
Okie drop.
Okay. Well, not only is this your birthday, but it's also made this. You've got Saturn in the life stone right at the top, and then Mars coming in. This is it's almost like you've made a whole commitment to, okay, now that I'm a year older, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to really step up to the plate in a lot of levels. Because not only do you have the like I said, the life stone right at the top, which is going to lead you to a lot of things here in the 9th to the 12th week as far as love, as far as communication, as far as just a lot of self-promotion and promotion with love, with feelings. But in the first couple of weeks, what you're doing is you've got Uranus, you've got the Pluto and Neptune and the commitment stone and Jupiter and the play stone all right in the center. And with all these stones, it feels like just an incredible turnaround of what little doubt you have, you're letting go of, and the healing ability that you do is picking up like exponentially. It's almost like you allowed yourself to move up a year and you allowed yourself to go from postgraduate school to post-postgraduate school. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand. And there was a lot of, I just had like a lot of earthly issues that were distracting me. So they were kind of demand. So, you know, like the gifts are pouring in and the messages to, you know, get doing this was pouring in. But at the same time, I just kept getting distracted with low vibration earth problems. So,
well, it feels like with Uranus and Pluto so close, it feels like you're getting a whole new creative system to almost like build protection out of it, because you've got Jupiter, Neptune right next to it, and that's being able to reach your goals. So it feels like not only intuitively are you developing, you're developing different systems for yourself. And that's what I was feeling in, toward the end of this three-month period with Mercury, how all these systems and decisions you're making in the first couple weeks here are going to open an avalanche of good luck for you, not only in this three-month period, but beyond it, because you've got the luck stone out here beyond the three-month period. And so a lot of things you're planning on just in the next couple weeks with how you're going to activating your energy, what you're going to let go of, how you're expanding your abilities, how you're thinking outside your own box. It's almost like a year older, I'm going to push myself, that sort of thing. Because it's really setting you up for a lot of luck in the future and a lot of learning just in the next couple of weeks of the expansion of your own psychic and intuitive and spiritual abilities is like going to take a leap here in the next couple of weeks. You're ready for it.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. And it is. It's a good thing about birthdays is they're almost like New Year's. You know, you can
just, it almost, you're making it like
you get to turn
commitment.
The page. You get to turn the page, and it's just, you know, it's just, it's great to be able to wake up and go, okay, not, you know, like every moment you can turn the page, but when it's your birthday, you know, it's
and you're about to turn a big page.
Yep. Sounds exciting.
And Amy, I was the first to wish you happy birthday.
Yes,
I think
something.
But I have to tell you, I think I had said about 3 months. You've got, yeah, I'm telling you, you are going to have some wonderful things coming into your life. And you know I've said it, and you just got to stay open because I see somebody coming for you, Amy. I really do. And I think it's going to be a wonderful change for you because he's going to have his feet on the earth.
Yeah, that is... that is, I feel that, and I see that, and I'm actually working towards that, but I forget how finicky people with bodies are. You know, it's dead people are just, they're just so much easier. I just love the test because the earth people.
Yes, it's the earth people, though, that you have to love, too. So
right, that's the whole thing.
Kind of
that's where the lessons are. You don't learn any lessons. The other is just too easy.
Yeah.
Be patient with us earthlings, my dear.
Oh, did you hear that? There was some kind of weird feedback that just came through. That must have been Keith or something.
Yes, he's agreeing.
But anyway, yes, I am looking forward to earthbound love.
I feel it's going to happen too.
Yeah.
And I feel by the 9th to the 12th week, it's going to happen for you, girl. Keep your eyes open for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Amy.
God bless
you,
Amy.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. I'm glad that I got this little, it's always great when I didn't even ask for it and I got it. So go universe. Love you both.
We love you too.
Have a good day. We've got a couple more callers here. Going to try and get you in. We've had, 571. 571, can you hear me? You've been here for a while.
Hi, Gary, and hi, Bonnie. How are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hi. I am doing good, thank you. My question is regarding career. I am looking for work and trying to see what Gary's picking up and if Bonnie see anything, whatever.
What's your
name,
Gary,
sweetheart? What's
your name, sweetheart?
D. Sorry.
D, okay.
Yes.
I had a girl yesterday, a psychic fair, said, what are you doing calling everybody sweetheart or dear? And I said, I can't remember their names.
<You know>? Oh, now, Gary, we can't admit that.
That's true. They do admit it. But I've been charging these stones, and Dee, whenever you feel like saying drop, you just say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Sounds good. Drop.
So whenever you, there you go, girl. Well, the one thing I think you're really doing that's very important, you're letting go of all the stuff from the past. You've let go a lot of it, but you're starting this new cycle just in the next couple of days and week. We're starting to feel a renewal of confidence, of love, of support, of ambition, of desire, of expression, of feelings of all sorts of things that are going to give you a like new visions, like new ideas for yourself, both in career and it feels like in love. So over the next couple of days or week, with Neptune so close to the commitment stone, this is saying really open your mind to visions, to your power, to your psychic power, to your imagination, to the fact that you, you know, we all can create miracles, and if we have a lot of confidence in them, we even get better at them. And I know as a musician, the more I'd practice, the more I'd go out and play, and then it wasn't a problem of having to think about it. So that's the feeling I feel like you're going through in the next couple of days and week, getting a real grasp of all your good potential. You see what I'm saying? Is making sense to you? Because
so you're saying, go ahead.
As you go through this first week and a half to two, and you get this new feeling, it feels like you're able to really not only think outside the box, but present yourself to people in a way that makes them want to get back in touch with you, whether it's a job or family or relationships. But it is leading you into a way of having this sort of confidence where you're not you're just not shaken. And it feels like within the first couple of weeks here, you really accomplished that a lot. And it puts you in a new sense of direction. Now, are you unemployed right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know what it feels like by the next couple of weeks? You're going to land some things, find some fresh opportunities. And the one thing I feel that's so important in these first couple of days, as I was saying, you've let go a lot of your fear and your doubts, and you still got a little bit there. Pluto's right up to the top. It's showing that this whole period has you getting rid of your doubts, conquering more of your doubts and fears. But in the first couple of days, really see yourself as balanced, as creative, as expressive, as someone who can make a difference in any business, succeed, that sort of thing. Because just like I was saying, like music, as you go through these next couple of days and see that, you're going to see your marketability. You're going to see how you can sell yourself to people. You're going to see how to say the right thing at the right time to the right people rather than intimidated because you're not sure you're going to be up to spec. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Kind of, sort of. I think I follow what you're saying. I think, you know, as far as the confident level, I think it's there. So I've been told I'm too confident, so I'm trying to tone that down a little.
But you have to get someone else to believe that too. So don't be afraid of selling that. Other people might think you oversell yourself. I don't think you do. You know?
I don't think so either. But I've been told that I don't think so.
I think you've got the mustard to back it up, and that's why I'm saying it feels. Yeah, it really does feel that way. That's why I feel in the next couple of weeks as you're almost designing a system for yourself to succeed, don't settle for less. And, you know, what other people think is helpful, always take into consideration. But remember, everybody's got a point of view. You know?
Right, and everyone has an opinion, right? Like my grandma.
Amen,
right?
Girl.
Okay,
say, well,
awesome.
We're going to move along. I'm going to let Bonnie take the next call here. This is going to be for area code 706. 706, let me see. We getting you in here, 706? There you are. 706, you there?
I am. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I feel like we're at a breaking point. I mean, I feel like things are opening up. And I have a friend that's coming in that we had talked about opening up a business here, and he's coming back up. And I feel strongly that, you know, this is a go. And I just, you know, but there's also a hotel project that's here too. And so I'm wondering if everything is going to fall together or come at one time.
Let me ask you a question, and maybe Gary wants to throw the stones for this. Is this a gentleman, are you talking about somebody that you are involved with?
No, he's a friend. He's not like, I'm, you know, not a romantic
right.
person. No,
right. You're friends, and
yeah.
You're trying to go into business together. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, right.
Okay, and what two businesses? There's one, the hotel business, and is there, are these both with the same people? Because I'm not kind of feeling that.
No. The hotel is a project. It's a totally different project, but we're both designers. But the project that the business is a retail store.
Okay.
I want the design office, if I get to go into this one place where I think is the best place to go, I want the design office upstairs. But, you know, I'm just wondering. Okay.
No, keep going, because I'm not quite clear on what you have two projects going. Are these two you don't have to pick between each project?
No, I don't have to pick. No, I don't have to pick.
So you're designing something, and you're just wanting to know if that design is going to work for what you're doing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah. There's a project that's in the works, and I want this project. It's not solidified yet. Okay. But go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. The more information you give me, I'm hearing from my guides, but I need to know what information you need to know. And it has nothing to do with intuition. It has to do with, once you tell me what it is, I can give you what my guides are telling me.
Okay. I've been approached by someone that is going to put me in front of this person for this project. He's very difficult to get into.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to come in with an introduction. So, and I know that I am the only person, I'm not being cocky here, but there's no one in this area that does what I do.
I hear that you're going to, this is what I'm hearing as you're talking. I'm hearing you are going to get that introduction. You're not sure that you are going to get it, but you are going to get that introduction. And whatever happens, he is going to give you that chance. So I think you are going to, whatever that job is, because I'm hearing that she will get it. So whatever that job is that you're looking for, be confident that you're going to get the introduction, and I see you are going to be offered the job. Whether you take it or not, I don't know. You say you want it, but you will be offered it. So
yeah,
I don't know what the terms are.
I wouldn't want to turn this down.
Yeah. That I never see. I just hear, yes, they will offer her the job. So I don't talk like that. You know, so that's my guide. And so what I can tell you is you will get the introduction. Is it a gentleman that's going to be you have to have an introduction. Is the person that's going to introduce you or get you to this guy a gentleman?
Yes.
Okay. That gentleman is going to get you in front of him, and he's pretty impressed with you too. So it's a win-win with this guy, and wear a nice suit because you're going to get the job.
Okay. And the retail store that my friend and I we've had it in the works, is that going to go forward? Are we going to go forward with that when he comes up here? He's due up late in October, November.
Is that to open a retail store, open a business? You know, I'm hoping you wait a little, because what I'm hearing is it might not be, it's a great store. It's one of you is trepidatious about it, meaning one doesn't know if they really want to get in, and they might not be he might not be telling you. But what I'm hearing is, and this is just, you know, you got to take it for, they're my guide, is that it is not the right time, but there will be a right time. That I'm fearful that this is not exactly the time. It might be soon, but if you're looking to open this retail shop in the next, 6 months, I'm going to ask you to, look around, really delve into the schematics of the business, look at your competition, look what is around that you're not seeing, and I'm hearing that this just isn't the right time. So maybe
we're going to have to go with that, because we've just got about 30 seconds left. Hope
that's
that
fine.
Helps you, Mary.
It
real
does.
Quickly, before we close out, you folks check on Psychics Gone Wild. You can get a hold of me, Gary Wimmer, or Bonnie Albers, or both. And we're great to have you all in tonight. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We had a lot of callers. Look forward to talking to you all again. And Thursday night, if you want to, check out blogtalkradio.com/GWIM. I'm on Thursday night. You all have a good evening. Have a good week. Hope to talk to you next Monday. God bless and thank you.